extent, he was aware of the insubstantial thing somewhere in the room, a thumb-sized vatch filling Possert's head with tinkling vatch giggles. Then he saw it. Around the light, a sheet of paper dragged by that tiny piece of impossible blackness fluttered like a demented moth.
"Throw it at the big dream thing," squeaked the vatch inside his head, its silvery eyes wide with delight. "Throw! Throw!"
"Shan't," said the Leewit, changing her mind.
"Spoil sport. Throw it at me again, then."
The vatch swooped down at her, fluttering what had obviously been the Leewit's artistic endeavor inches from the Leewit's nose. The Leewit snatched at it furiously, nearly dropping the paint bottle.
"Mine! Give it!"
The vatch and the picture twitched away from her fingers and then disappeared and then reappeared in four different localities at the same time. Life with vatches was interesting. So was life with Carrie's witches. Life with both was complicated. Captain Possert's life had been very, very complicated for some time now. The Leewit impotently threatened the dancing vatch quartet with the paint bottle. Then she turned on the captain.
You can even handle a giant vatch. Get my picture back from the stinking little thing.
Seeing as you ask so nicely, child, I will. Captain Possert was careful to keep a straight face. It amused him to see the Leewit persecuted for a change, since the Leewit was ever so capable of doing a fair amount of persecuting herself. Still, vatches were too capable of creating havoc for him to leave one on the loose here. Forming hooks of the invisible stuff that was Clotha Force, Possert began to reach with them for the tiny vatch, or vatches. There were four of them, and they all looked the same, less than an inch of blackness and a pair of slitty, silver eyes. They all seemed to have the Leewit's picture, too. That was confusing. But vatches did odd things to time and space and human dimensions. He'd just try each one in turn. He did, to no avail.
"It's doing a light shift, Captain."
That observation came from the Leewit's older sister, Goth, from where she lounged in a form-fit chair on the far side of the room.
"Splitting its image. Neat trick. Hadn't thought of that," she said, rubbing her sharp chin.
Possert stared at the four. "So where is it, actually?" Light shifts were one of Goth's Clotha skills.
"Got to be somewhere between them, Captain."
Possert felt with the Clotha hooks, encountered non-material resistance. Suddenly there was only one tiny speck of whirling midnight, and the Leewit's artwork fluttered towards the floor. The little blonde witch snatched it out of the air. Possert was a vatch handler. He'd taken on Big Windy, the giant vatch. He could pull them inside out and make them jump through hoops if he had to. Only there was one kind of these non-material Clotha creatures that was supposed to be unmanageable, and unfortunately, you couldn't tell which kind of vatch you had until you had it. Then it could be too late. Clotha was powerful, but also dangerous.
"Tickles,"
giggled the vatchlet. Possert tried to make the little creature move. It was like pushing smoke. With a sinking feeling, he realized that the silvery-eyed mischief must be one kind of vatch that none of the witches of Carys could make do anything.
"I like this place. It's fun."
The vatchlet whizzed around his head, then into his chest. Possert's heart stopped for a moment, but nothing else happened, and it restarted again. Well, at least it hadn't turned on him, and it sounded and acted awfully young. Suddenly the ship detector alarm sounded through the intercom system. Possert had them set up to do so when the Venture made her run through the Chaladur, that region of dangerous space between Emrys and Uldoon. He'd never gotten around to undoing it. The baby batch and the Leewit would just have to sort out their own problems. This could be something far worse. The captain left at a run, with Goth hard at his heels. They nearly collided with Vizarn, the old spacer-come-spy who was one half of their crew.